Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Welcome to the Josiah and Ellie podcast. If this is the first time you've downloaded it, whoa, you're in for a treat.
I was going to say you're in for a wild ride, either a treat or the worst half an hour of your life, one of the two.
Yeah, this could be the first and only time you download it.
Yeah, you'd be smart if it was.
Whoa, don't say that.
Nah, you're about to listen to an absolute thrill. What a show we had today, Ellie.
Yeah, there's not many podcasts you can download and listen to a chat with the father of Dua Lipa.
You reckon not many Australian... I reckon we're the first ever in Australia.
Yeah, I reckon we would be too. Big call. That's an Australian exclusive if I've
ever
heard it.
That's actually massive if you think about it.
Oh, anything to make ourselves feel better, hey. We talk about hot cartoon characters on the show as well today. It's hard-hitting stuff.
That's enough to switch off. Although we did get calls and it went nuts online as well.
So yeah, people loved it.
They do. It's a bit creepy and a bit weird, but hot cartoon characters, it's a thing.
Yeah, it's apparently hard to say because both of us just stumbled over it.
At the dead there.
Hot cartoon characters. Also, I got a story about getting my hair cut done. You know, the typical stuff.
Because everyone
cares.
Did
we talk about anything serious today? An Instagram update?
Oh, Life's Biggest Mysteries was back. Yeah. We solved a huge one.
So, in short, no, we didn't speak about anything serious today. So sit back and just be entertained, guys. Enjoy. And we'll see you tomorrow when you download tomorrow's catch-up.
Or if you're like my dad, use this to go to sleep.
Yeah. Hey, we'll take whatever market we can get. Enjoy.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, all week this week we've been talking about aliens because you reckon you saw one over the weekend, and also trending in the news has been this Area 51 saga. So 13, 12, 16, feel free to get involved if you've got an alien story for us. But Area 51, if you don't know what it is, basically it's a top secret naval base over in the US in the desert in Nevada. And recently it's been trending online. Someone's made a Facebook event to storm Area 51 and basically see whether there's aliens there or not. Because
yes, there is.
There's rumours surrounding this because it's so top secret and the US government won't tell anyone what goes on there. Everyone just assumes that, of course, there's aliens.
It's where they house crashed UFOs and they also have secret labs with aliens in them.
Is it?
It is.
How do you 100%. Know that? Who told you that?
So what's the date of us that we're all going to be storming Area 51?
September 20. So you got a couple of months to get over to the US.
Do you reckon our bosses will let us do a live show from Area 51? The live
storming? I mean, they
storming?
Can try, but I don't know whether the technology will work once the aliens interfere.
Well, that's true. Also, the US Air Force has come out and said anyone that tries, they will shoot. So probably yeah. Shouldn't do a radio show from there.
Right. And yet, despite that, 1.4 million people have clicked attending to this event. Oh. And it's not just a matter of just like driving there, rocking up and like knocking on the door and saying, hey, can we come in? Area 51 is right in the middle of the desert. So in order to actually storm it, like everyone's 1.4 million people are apparently going to do on September 20, they have to park at the tourist center, which is 84 Ks away. And then they have to walk through the desert for 84 Ks to try and storm this place, which they will be shot on arrival if they do.
If you believe in aliens, Ellie, you're passionate about it. You'll do anything. Just like me after I saw the UFO on Saturday night, the calls of support have been flooding in supporting me because there are UFOs in Shep. I saw one.
Do you know what? I hate to say it, but you may be right. Here's another one now. Katrina from Yarrawonga's given us a call. Have you seen aliens, my friend? Tell us your story.
Yes, I did. I was driving home from Cobram and I was driving on the highway and then it just sort of like came across, but it was really low and it was really fast. Like it wasn't a drone, it wasn't anything. And it was like it crashed, landed near Yarrawonga. I actually wanted to go and find it, but I thought, you know, it's dark time, I'm not going to find it. But I put it out on Facebook, look, you know, did anyone else see it? And no one's seen it. And I'm actually a face painter, and I went and face painted a client for a party they were going to, and they were face painting as aliens. And I put it out there to her, and she actually seen it too. So I was like, okay, awesome. What? I'm not the only one that's seen it.
And so, Katrina, what are the chances that she was being face painted as an alien just before you saw it as well? Too many coincidences.
There is definitely too many coincidences. Maybe she was the alien.
What night was this, did you say, sorry?
It was a few months ago now.
Okay.
It was maybe 2-3 months ago. But I remember a while ago you put a call out.
Yeah.
And you seen something in Shep. ages ago as well.
I was just about to bring that up, Katrina. I saw a meteor, or it turns out it was a meteor, and it was in the day. It was in the daylight. It was about 5:30 p.m. So that's what I saw. So that was what I was actually going to bring up. Are you sure you didn't see a meteor?
No, it was too fast.
That's what I saw.
I actually went home and put foil on my head.
What do you mean?
I put foil on my head so I couldn't read my mind.
Is that what they do if you have foil onto our heads?
Have you seen Signs, the movie?
Yeah.
Signs.
Hold on. So how long were you sitting at home with foil on your head for?
Not long, but I did it as a joke to my partner. Oh,
you know, Katrina, I'm going to do the show tomorrow with foil on my head, just to make sure.
For the last 6 months, Katrina's been walking around with a thing of alfoil on her head. Oh, that's awesome. Thanks so much for getting in touch this morning.
No worries. Thanks.
Hit Breakfast with Desire and Ellie. Solving life's biggest mysteries.
Or not.
With Josiah and Ellie.
How's this, Ellie? Last week, we solved the mystery. Do you stop tanning when you get older? Because you came back from Europe without a tan. You were trying to find out why.
Mm.
If you want the answer to that, hit GV on Instagram. You can listen to our podcast through there right now. But today, I want to solve the mystery because earlier this week, we received this call.
Karen from Chef, have you been dealt some brutal honesty?
I had a girlfriend once say to me, "Oh, you're really pretty for a redhead."
Oh, that hurts.
It's not all bad being a redhead, is it?
Well, at least we don't go grey. That's scientifically proven, apparently, according to Google.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you're pretty smart
for a redhead.
Oh, wow. Good burn at the end.
Yeah, thanks.
So we are going to solve that mystery. Is it true? Was she just throwing it out there? Because she said apparently according to Google.
Yeah, I felt like her sources weren't as strong as they could have been.
Exactly. So what I did is I took it a step further and I emailed the scientists at Harvard University.
Your mates over there.
Yeah, to get a real answer. And they got back to me last night, Ellie.
Yep.
And this is what they have to say. Going grey may be inevitable for most people as we get older, but not for redheads.
Stop it.
Instead, they go through something else. I'm going to try to pronounce it. It's called achromatrichia.
Okay. Oh, yep. Achromatrichia.
Yep. It's not how you say it, but it's a technical word. Basically, what that is, it's an absence of pigment in your hair. All right. So what I'm going to say, I'll break this down. So while you right now, you're going grey.
Yes, yes.
You'll go from blonde, which you are, to grey to white.
Yeah, some of them are already white. The ones
right.
I've got.
Redheads then turn to like that strawberry blonde color that you see to more of a blonde, and then they go to gray, and then they go to white. They never get the gray in between. So it's one extreme or the other.
So they still change. If you're a redhead right now, 13, 12, 16, if you've started to change color, we want to hear from you. Or if you know of a redhead who's gone gray.
So it goes to silvery white, they never go gray. But so we're talking specifics here,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, look, Karen from Shep's. Going out on a limb there.
So redheads cannot go grey, but they can go silvery white.
Oh, I mean,
mystery solved.
Do we say the mystery solved?
Well, I guess if you are a redhead listening, you can go around telling people that I don't go grey.
Yeah, true.
You don't need to tell the details that you can still go white like Santa Claus.
Get it on a technicality. All right. Well, there you go. If you've got a mystery that you want us to solve for you, hit us up on the socials at any time. Hit GV on Insta, hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook.
Educational program, the Josiah and Ellie. We say it every week.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Yesterday on the show, we started talking about a topic that was trending at the moment. That's this. We're moving on to some Harry Styles-related news. There are very strong rumours that he's tipped to play Eric in the remake of The Little Mermaid. So Eric's the hot, like, love interest.
Oh.
He's so hot, by the way. Like, is it weird that I find a cartoon character hot?
I think you need to see a counsellor.
Nah, as if you don't find any cartoon characters hot.
Okay, Marge Simpson, yes.
Yes, exactly. See? And that's a weird one. And so it got us talking for probably too long about hot cartoon characters because it turns out that it's a bit of a thing. It is a dark spot on the internet, which we won't go into now.
Oh, it's a bit more than a thing.
But also, I feel like my first loves were all cartoon characters. I mean, I've got a bit of a thing for Simba.
Yeah, I mean, that's an animal and a cartoon, so it's getting a bit weird now. Off air, Ellie was actually telling me that she had a huge crush on one of the Rugrats.
Yeah, but Tommy.
Also a bit weird.
Tommy the bald one.
You do know he's a baby.
That is so creepy. Can we just, I just need to clear out that's not true. I don't have a crush on a cartoon baby.
People will know what I'm talking about with Marge Simpson though, especially when she'd straighten her hair. Like that hair, that hair that she has in the show doesn't do her favours, but then every now and then you'd see she'd wet it and it would go back.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, ah, yeah, I get it now.
Oh, she's got a good rig.
She does.
Like, she must work out at the Springfield gym a lot because she is keeping it tight and trim, I tell you what.
What about Lois or Family Guy? I put her in the Marge Simpson boat as well.
Oh, nah.
Controversial. You'd say Maggie. Everyone hates her on Family Guy as well, the daughter.
Oh, God. I thought you were saying Maggie the baby on The Simpsons. Oh, no. I was like, who's got the baby fetish now?
That would be very creepy and controversial. No, from Family Guy, the one that's voiced by, what's her name?
Oh, Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
She's like nerdy.
I know. I'm not saying she's hot because she's really annoying. You're meant to hate her character.
Yeah.
But the fact it's played by Mila Kunis automatically makes it kind of hot.
Mila Kunis, like, I'm not going to lie, I would, you know, change my sexuality for her. But her voice isn't that hot.
Really? Well, no. She did get voted hottest woman in the world recently.
She's beautiful.
What about this guy from Mulan? You know, the big beast? What do you call that guy?
Oh, yeah. Li Shang.
Li Shang.
Or something.
He looks like a good-looking sumo wrestler, doesn't he?
He's been working out for sure. I'm worried he's on the roids, though. No one can be that big.
Do you reckon anyone listening right now is thinking, what are they talking about?
Quite possibly. If you are one of those people, call us 13 12 16. Feel free to have a go at us for being creepy cartoon creeps.
Oh, I'm reading an article as we speak on BuzzFeed about hot cartoon characters.
Yeah, see, we're not the first ones to have thought of it.
Tommy Pickles. Look at this guy. He was on the Rugrats as well.
Why is he grey?
He's one of the dads from Rugrats.
Oh, okay.
So they're less creepy than us talking about the babies.
13, 12, 16, admit it, guys. You find cartoon characters hot. Let's go to Jared from Shep. Jared, what are your thoughts? Who do you find hot?
I actually agree with Josiah there, mate. I think, what's the mum out of Family Guy?
Yes, Lois.
Oh, Lois.
Yep.
You reckon she's hot?
There's just something about her. I wouldn't say I'd go out with her or anything like that, but, you know, yeah.
Might be a bit difficult to go out with her. But,
I think if you watch the show, she's a bit naughty as well. Do you reckon that's what it is, Jared?
Yeah, probably, mate. Just a little bit over the top. Plus, she puts up with Pete's crap all the time, so that's probably
true.
She's like the wife. Like, we see ourselves as Pete and she's the wife we've always wanted.
You're on the ball there, mate. I think that's the one.
Isn't she the one with the, like, really nasal voice? Like, Peter, what are you doing? Like that?
Yeah, put her in some leathers and she's all right.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Nothing you can't change, Ellie.
What about your thoughts towards Marge Simpson, Jared? Do you think she's hot with her hair straightened?
Oh, yeah. Definitely with a straight hair. She's got a good rig.
Why did the creators give her that hair? Like, it's so weird and random. You just don't see that hair.
It looks like a toilet brush upside down.
Well, I don't think Homer could pull anything hotter. Like, Homer
That's
had to pull
point.
A weird-haired lady because he can't pull a supermodel, let's face it.
Well, he's only got two hairs on his head. So
yeah, exactly.
He's got to compete somehow.
This is one of the weirdest conversations I've ever had on the radio.
I know, but
it
I like
certainly
it.
Certainly has. Have a good morning, guys.
See you, Jared.
Thanks, Jared. See you later.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, the app behind Viral Trend, the old age app, has a disturbing terms and conditions.
I'm getting older.
Is the disturbing part of it the fact that I hate 80-year-old me so much?
Yeah, because it's so accurate as to what you look like.
It scared me so much. I was doing it again last night and I was like, Ellie, I got to go get some Botox or something because I'm never going to look like this.
Well, you look like a leather handbag, don't you? You really do.
I do. If you've missed it, this app basically, you go on, you chuck in a photo of yourself and it makes you look 50 years older.
If you want to see how Ellie and I look, hit GV, put us in on Instagram or hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook. There's a couple of photos of us up there right now. We do look like two Game of Thrones characters.
Yeah.
But it has come out that if you use the Face app, which is pretty well a lot of people right now, they're saying most of us have been on the phone, which is a crazy stat. It says it now gives them, the people, a license to use your photos, your name, your username, which is all fine. We get that sort of stuff. And your likeness for any purpose. It's in the T's and C's, which we none of us read. For commercial purposes, listen to this, guys, your photos, if you've saved an image on this app, can be used on a billboard or internet ad.
What do you mean?
The address for the app has been noted that it's from Russia. So some Russian company has started this face app. Don't get me wrong, we all love it. Mm-hmm. But just know, if you have used it like you have, Ellie,
yeah,
they can use your photos that you've saved and anyone else listening on billboards, whatever they want. They own the photos.
Only if I've saved it? Like, what if I've put it in and just, like, tested it?
That's it. Yeah, they can use that as well. Anything that's gone through that app, they can use.
Do you know what I did on the app?
Oh, don't tell me a nude.
No, but close. I just wanted to see if it made your whole body old or was it just your face? And so I did put in a bikini pic of myself.
Oh, how'd you go?
It just made my face old. My body still looked trim and taut as the 27-year-old that I am.
You might be the new face of some...
Victoria's Secret campaign?
I was going to say,
yeah, probably.
Some retiree lingerie company from Russia.
Yeah, some real bodies campaign for Dove.
Get up with
Desire and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
There's been some huge breaking news within the last 10, 15 minutes that we need to address. It's to do with Instagram.
We're not happy, are we?
The world's changing. Life as we know it will never be the same because this morning we have said goodbye to something very close to our hearts. The Instagram like feature is gone.
I don't understand it.
No longer can you count your likes. No longer will Instagram show Ellie Chaney has had 124 likes. Instead, now if you update your app, all it will say is Josiah Sharla and others like Ellie's post.
So who's others? It could be one other like. It could be 1,000. We don't know.
We don't know.
What a stupid idea. What's the point of having Instagram? We only have Instagram.
Josiah.
No, it's we have it to verify ourselves that we're good enough.
We have it to share beautiful pictures and funny gags with the world.
Yeah, but we also judge each other on how many likes we get.
No, well, that's good. That's exactly why Instagram have done it. To take away that importance that people are placing on other people liking their stuff. Ugh. It's the world we live in today that your self-fulfillment is based on a number of likes.
Yeah, but does that mean at least I'll go to sleep early? Because I often don't go to sleep till I hit 200 likes on one of my own photos.
Yes, Josiah. See, it's improving your well-being already just by giving you more sleep. You personally can still see your likes. So with this update, you can go onto your own post and you can see how many likes it's got.
Oh, good.
But nobody else can see it. So it doesn't mean anything to anyone but you.
I don't know how I feel. I get the positive side that you're seeing.
Yeah.
But I also think that the whole point of scrolling through Instagram is A, to have a perv and look at people's photos.
Yeah.
But B, it's to double tap the ones you like.
You can still double tap it and they'll know. Why do you need, you know, Will from sales to know that you're liking a photo, you know?
Because Will from sales needs to know what I like in my life and what I don't like.
No, he doesn't.
If I want to double tap on Will from sales' old age photo that he's decided to upload to Instagram, yeah, then I'll do it. And now no one will see that I've done it.
That's okay. It's okay. It's not the end of the world.
Well, okay, since its inception, yep, Instagram, this is what it's all been about.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking away one half of Instagram. Yes, we can still see the photos, but now there's no point double tapping photos. And hey, if you're listening and I follow you on Instagram and I stalk you, no offense, but I'm not liking any photos anymore. Because I don't care if you see if I've liked it. I do it for everyone else. So from now on, I'm not liking any more photos.
Wow. Are you encouraging people to not like our stuff on the HitGV account
there? No, you can go on there because the photos and videos on there are pretty good.
Yeah. That's actually a good thing to point out. Business pages, they can still see their insights and everything. So if you use Instagram for marketing or anything, you can still see what's going on. You can still, you know, mine the data or whatever. So we can still see when you like our HitGV posts, guys, and we want you to keep doing that. But yeah, the world as we know it, no longer the same. I'm happy about it. I think it's a good change.
I don't like it one bit. I'm not going to, you know what, out of protest, I'm not going to update my app either.
Well, do you know what, everyone go on, and if you follow Josiah's personal page, please unfollow it right now. It's a good gift.
Or go like me.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
The top 20 most influential people on the internet has come out, and it's fitting that you just played that song, Old Town Road, because Lil Nas X, I'm going to go straight to the top, he's topped it.
This guy's had a big year. He topped our Hits and Old School 500 yesterday as well.
He did. So not only is this the biggest song out of the year so far, like you just said, he's also the most influential guy on the internet. I didn't know this, but before he released this song, how he got his kind of fan base online is he started with by sharing memes and stuff on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. He's got 134,000 posts.
Wow.
Oh, no, that's a hashtag. Sorry.
So he started by, you know, putting up funny memes and stuff and people started liking his content. And then he released a song, which was quite big. Mm. And then he came out with that song with Billy Ray Cyrus and it's just skyrocketed him to number one.
Yeah, right.
And what was the stat you said the other day about that song? It's now the number one song of all time.
Yeah, it spent the longest on top of the US charts ever. It topped off the Macarena the other day, knocked that off.
It'll go down in history as one of those songs, the Macarena.
And Old Town Road.
The Beatles and Old Town Road. So he did top at number one. Other people of note that have made the list, Cardi B.
Really? Yeah. What does it take to be an influential person on the internet, though?
Somebody that has an influence on others.
Okay.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex, because they joined Instagram this year. That was groundbreaking.
I mean, surely they're not posting Instagram stories and stuff. They're not saying like, oh, buy some silky skin, you'll get smooth legs in a jiffy.
But remember they got the most amount of followers in a short amount of time when they joined Instagram. They got like 5 million followers in 24 hours, something crazy like that. Ariana Grande's up there. BTS, that South Korean pop band that are huge online. Donald Trump.
Mm.
He's right up the top of the list, obviously, because of what he puts on Twitter.
Yeah, because he's crazy on Twitter.
This one is very interesting. A guy of the name Chris Godfrey, do you know who he is?
No, should I?
No, you probably shouldn't know his name, but what he did was one of the biggest moments of the year so far online.
Did he create the In My Feelings challenge?
He didn't. That was that other guy. He jumped on the song, the film clip. I don't know his name. I should know that.
Did he create the bottle cap challenge?
You are very much on the right track here.
Did he create what else has been big?
He was the advertising executive who came up with the idea of the egg on Instagram, which then has gone on to become the most liked Instagram photo of all time. So for everyone who can't remember, in January this year, he just put up an Instagram page, put up a picture of an egg, and said, let's get this photo of an egg to be the most liked Instagram photo of all time. And it outdid Kylie Jenner's baby photo.
Who's he an advertising executive for? What was the ad advertising?
Some company. He just wanted to see if they could do something as simple as that and see if it worked. And it did.
Oh, and then we tried it with an egg with my face on it. And it was our most liked Instagram photo.
Up until we did the Old Town Road parody.
Which is then. Oh!
So it all makes sense.
So in other words, you and I have had no original ideas. We're just piggybacking off the other stuff that's been successful.
Yes, because I put a photo of your face in the egg and said, let's like it. It was our most liked photo. Then you and I did the Old Town Road parody, which is number one on this list, which is also our most liked Instagram and Facebook video in the history of Hit Goblin Valley.
There you go. Next, we're going to be doing an Ariana Grande film clip together.
Yeah, we should.
See if we can get our likes up. Not that counts anymore, seeing as Instagram's done away with it this morning.
This is
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Well, this is very exciting. You know how much I like talking about Albania, Ellie.
Yeah, you mentioned it once or twice on this show.
We do have a lot of listeners that are as well, because a lot of people from around the Goblin Valley are. And this man is definitely one of them. He is the father of one of the world's biggest pop stars, Dua Lipa, who I do go on along about all the time because she's Albanian herself and is an awesome human being. There's a festival that he runs that is on in a couple of weeks that I'm heading over for. So we thought we'd get him on to talk about what it's like to be the father of one of the world's biggest pop stars. He's on the phone right now, Doogie Lipa. Welcome to the Josiah and Ellie Show.
Hi, Josiah. Hi, Erin. Nice to meet you, and thank you so much for the invitation.
Anytime. Now, this festival sounds amazing. Tell us a little bit about it. Who's going to be performing? Why should us Australians get over there to see it?
Well, I mean, this is our second time around that we are organizing the festival as a three-day festival. And on the first edition, we had Dua Lipa. We had Action Bronson, we had Martin Garrix, and the second year round, we have Miley Cyrus, we have Gashi headlining this year, and we have Calvin Harris.
Oof.
It's not too shabby.
What exactly do you say to these artists to get them to come? Because I imagine starting up a festival from scratch is, you know, pretty difficult because you can't say, oh, you know, this is what we did last time. And so last year, how did you get those big artists to commit to it?
Well, there is just one element that makes my work a little bit easier. Dua Lipa is my daughter.
And,
right.
There you go.
and I work closely with Dua's management, and now we have a big network of our friends around Dua and friends around our network, and then and everything else that goes with the music industry. So I have a chance basically to sit down with them and explain where Kosovo is and what's going on and why we are doing the festival. And they are everybody that we sit down and talk to them. They are more than happy to come and help us out.
Did mention Dua Lipa is your daughter. I've had the absolute pleasure of meeting her and interviewing her in real life before as well. The fact that, can I ask, what's it like to be the father of one of the biggest pop stars in the entire world right now?
I don't know. I think we try to stay quite with our feet on the ground and go about our daily business, and then there are a lot of things that needs to be done around the around Dua and then around her career. So basically, we live in a little microcosmos, and we don't really get affected by being the father of one of the biggest pop stars in the planet. We just go along. That's it.
Awesome.
It must be pretty life-changing. At what age did you know that she was going to be such a superstar? Did you know from the age of 3 that she was going to be successful, or when did it kind of hit you?
I don't know. I mean, as a parent, I don't think that any of the parents, you know, to think of their children like, oh yeah, 3-year-old kid, oh, she's gonna be a superstar. I don't think that happens. But when it happens, then you sort of go back and you think in retrospect and just, you know, and then tell, like, oh yeah, you know, she used to sing musical, you know, Annie the musical.
Yeah,
yeah, she used to sing that by heart, every character, when she was 6.
Wow.
And then you think, like, maybe that was a sign. She always wanted to entertain. She was very energetic always. So yeah.
I remember when she came to Sydney a few years ago, before she really blew up, and she performed in a room full of about maybe 100 people. Every single one of those were Albanians cheering her on, and you could just tell that she was going to be a superstar. She just had the right attitude and a bit of gangster about her as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know that was a room full of Albanians. But yeah, it's good to hear that we have so many great countries that helped our people when we were in need. And that goes without saying, a big thank you that we try always to make every Albanian proud, and every country that hosted Albanian people during the war to make them proud and say, like, we done well that hosted these people. And then created a new home for them. So we, at the moment, what we're trying to do with the festival, apart from saying thank you to everybody and introducing them to Kosovo and the Kosovan youth, we are trying to help improving the image of Kosovo itself.
All right. Well, Doogie Lipa, father of Dua Lipa, thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning, and best of luck with the festival.
Thank you so much, guys, and thank you so much for finding time to chat to me and say hello to everybody in there.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
At the moment, I've got a bit of an announcement to make, Josiah.
Oh, here we go. Been waiting for this.
No, you haven't. Last week on the show, you might remember that we spoke to our counterparts in Mildura, the people who do Josiah and Ellie's show over there. Their names are not Josiah, nor are they Ellie.
No.
The reason we spoke to them is because there's a Facebook page at the moment called Shoddy, another word for Shoddy, Towns of Australia. And they've been running a competition to crown the shoddiest town in the country.
And we made the top 64, then we made the top 32, and we were put up against Mildura, right?
Yep. For the winner gets through to the next round, which is the round of 16.
But you don't want to win.
Them down.
You don't
want
to win. That's the point, because it means you're going to be the worst town in Australia.
Exactly. You don't. No one wants to be crowned that. So we gave it our best shot. We burnt Mildura. We ripped them a new one.
We did.
Hoping that would get us over the line.
So the poll's been going all week. Mm. When does it end?
It ended yesterday morning, Josiah.
How did Shep go? Surely Mildura didn't. Well, hopefully they did win, because we want them to win.
Yeah, exactly. We wanted to lose.
It's a hole in the middle of Australia that is not near anything out there at all. So surely they didn't beat us.
12,500 people voted in this poll. 40% of the votes for the worst town in Australia went to Mildura. 60% went to Shepparton, which means we move on to the next round. We're in the round of 16. Are you kidding me?
Are we in the last 16 in the whole of Australia?
Yes.
I'm just on their Facebook page now.
Yes.
And they've put up a link to our chat.
Yeah.
And someone's commented on there, and shout out to him this morning. This is Josiah and Ellie. Says all about all you need to know about them and Shepparton. There's a video of them dancing to Old Town Road with Pauline Hanson. Hashtag Gronks.
Oh, so yeah. That's why we didn't get over the line. Have we? So our efforts to make us get out of this competition and not be the worst town of Australia have got us.
I tell you what, the only person who's a gronk is this broad guy that decided to take the time to post that on Facebook, mate. You're the gronk.
Well, we're up against Wagga Wagga in the next round. Oh. So stay tuned to that Facebook page. We're going to get in touch with Hit in Wagga Wagga and we're going to...
Oh, I've heard their radio show. They're terrible as well.
Yeah, we'll win that. Don't worry.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I kind of noticed something about myself yesterday that I've done my whole life, but I never really knew that I was doing it.
And annoyed everyone?
No, I still don't know that I'm doing that. Am I doing that?
You never shut up.
It's my job to not shut up. If I shut up, all you'd hear is this.
Much better.
No. So yesterday I had an appointment to get my hair done. Thanks for noticing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Oh, don't try and give me that now. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. It's not grey anymore.
Thank you. And the appointment was booked for 1:45 just down in Shepparton. And so I was like, I can get my work done quickly today and I can make it to the gym beforehand and then I'll go to the hairdresser. And then, because then you don't want to go to the gym after you've had your hair done, you know. So I planned it so I got out of work on time to get to the 12:30 F45 class and then finished and my hair was full of sweat. Like it was a cardio session yesterday. It was full on. So I was dripping with sweat. And so I was like, I've got to race home. I can't go to the hairdresser like this.
Why not?
I mean, well, that's the thing. Technically, I'm going there to get my hair washed. But I couldn't bear the thought of rocking up with such gross hair and having someone else have to touch my hair when it was that gross.
They're not going to judge you.
Well, they might.
You walk in and say, hey,
judge me.
Apologies for the hair. Just come from F45. You might have to give us an old condition.
No, instead I chose to race home, have a shower, wash my hair, blow dry my hair because then I couldn't just rock up with wet hair because I'm about to do foils. And so then I was like literally so stressed for about 25 minutes.
Hang on. So when you got to the hairdresser, did she then go and wash it again though?
Yeah.
Ellie, what are you paying for? What a waste of money. Why would you wash your own hair when you've got someone that can slave over your own head and do it for you?
But because I feel like it's a politeness thing and I realise I do this all the time. Like when I used to have a cleaner, back when I lived with my parents, obviously can't afford a cleaner now, I used to clean my room before they came. Why? They're about to come and clean it.
Wait, was your mum your cleaner or your dad?
No.
You had an actual cleaner.
Her name was Prue.
Man, every time I make jokes about your family and money, you don't do yourself any.
I'm not rich.
You don't do yourself any justice.
No, it's just, you know, my mum worked, my dad worked, they were busy.
Who has a cleaner these days?
I don't know. Prue was free. Stop it.
Were they from overseas or something? Did they have an accent?
No, Prue was nice. She was just a nice Australian lady.
Poor Prue.
She had a couple of kids. She was friends with my grandma, you know.
She also had to go fossil for blood diamonds on the weekends as well, poor Prue. Hey, I when I go to the hairdresser, I'm the complete opposite because I do have obviously long hair. When I go, I pretend like you don't wash your hair because that's what I want.
Yeah.
So I go in the hope of having long hair, even though I'm getting a men's cut.
Aren't you worried they're going to be judging you?
Yeah, I know. But that's when I say, hey, sorry, it's greasy. You might have to wash this one. And then they wash it. Then I get an added wash. I'm getting my hair cut today, actually.
There you go.
See how greasy it looks?
Yeah. Ooh,
I'm not going to shower before I go. I'm going to go and go, sorry about the grease. Let me jump in the sink and do me a favor.
You're gross. 13, 12, 16. Do you do a job before you give it to a professional to do? Like getting your hair washed before you wash it? Or like, I don't know, cleaning your car before you take it to get it detailed? 13, 12, 16 is our number. We'll take them next. Let's go to Jane from Shep. Jane, does this happen to you?
I do a couple of them. I do the hair one just like you, Ellie. I always make sure it's clean before I go to the hairdressers. But also before I go to the beauticians to get my waxing done, because I get it done maybe like every 6 weeks. Sometimes I do a little bit of a tidy up before I go.
But that's what you're paying for. I don't understand.
No, but you don't want to go in looking like you've just come from the Jungle Book or something, you know? Like,
I don't think they deserve that. Like, they have to do that to me anyway. I don't think they deserve to have to really
do a whole job.
Yeah, look, they're not gardeners,
yeah,
you know.
But their job is to do their job, not to judge. So just roll in with it, guys. Who cares?
Oh, good on you, Jane. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, guys.
I think I've learned a little bit about myself in this. I feel like I need to just be more confident and not, like, worry that people are judging me.
Honestly, own it when you get there. Sorry the hair's greasy. You will need a wash. Do it. Here's your $50 or whatever you pay.
Okay, so sorry for Hair Central for next time I come back.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.